This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. And now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Stevola. You're listening to Style with Stevola on WPHT 1210 AM. I have a very exciting show for you tonight, a very special show. First, I want to explain why the show is so special to me. Moi. Fashion is a huge part of my life. I live for fashion. I've also been in the industry for over 20 years, so I started when I was about three. My co-host today is the first friend I met in New York City when I was in school at FIT. It was love at first meet. We have been besties ever since. And my guests today are my newest besties that I met here in Philadelphia and are also huge contributors in fashion. I don't know why that is so hard for my mouth to pronunciate. I had them on right before when we went on lockdown because of the pandemic. So I thought it would be a great idea to have them all on and we can all catch up. They are two powerhouses that know fashion, that know the fashion business, and like they know it in and out and offer the most incredible services. So first, I'd like to introduce my co-host. He's been on before and he is the VP of Calvin Klein Men's Underwear and knows all about the fashions and what goes on under the clothes. My co-host, Jason Scarlatti, welcome back.
Stevola!
Hi!
I'm so excited.
I know, me too, I can't believe it. This is gonna be an amazing show. Really, really excited. So you have never met these women before, but I promise you, when you meet them, you will die.
I'm wondering, do they realize that when you and I go out at night, that we, in our minds, I think that we're them, like really gorgeous, fabulous women on the town. Like, that's who we think we are.
Oh, totally. Completely. That's why when I met these two ladies, I was just like, I was like, oh my God, like they're like my alter egos. Like, really. I mean, not really. It's like, I just want to be there.
Really, really hot, really sexy.
You're an animal.
Right. Oh my God, we can hear them laughing in the background. So let's like introduce them because I can't wait. I'm so excited that they're on the show. So the ladies of Bravado, Jennifer Rossi and Pamela Caruso. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah. Okay. So Jason, Jason is my co-host for the show, and I thought it'd be so much fun to bring him in because he, you know, I have a certain take on how I love to do the show, but I love his perspective, and he has a completely different take, even though like we're sisters, you know, from another mister. So Jason, say hello to the ladies.
I have a million questions. I'm gonna let Steve lead, but you know, I'm gonna dive in with a lot of questions for you guys.
I can't wait.
We are ready for it. We have questions.
I love it. So, well, first of all, how have you both been? I mean, it's been pretty crazy. I haven't seen you, you know, since lockdown.
It has been crazy, obviously. But first and foremost, the most important thing is that I can speak for myself that I'm healthy, my husband's healthy, my family's been healthy. So that's most important. You know, obviously there are a lot of people that are not able to say the same. We all have our jobs as well. So a lot of people cannot say the same. So while it's been a difficult time and it's like a very challenging time, I really try to look at it every day as, you know, those are the things that are most important. So I try to focus on those, honestly. So while I have my ups and downs, because I'm definitely like, I'm on the Corona coaster. I will tell you that. I will be honest. Like there are some days where I'm flying high that. And I'm like, I'm you know, baking bread and making my husband 97 meals and doing 100,000 dishes. And I'm like, this isn't great. But at the same time, I just try to to like challenge my energy that the fact that I'm not in a hospital and I'm not, you know, able to not see somebody in my family that's in a hospital. So those are the things that I'm trying to focus on, honestly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was Pamela Caruso. So Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing so well. I miss your face so much. It's so nice to see you. How are you?
I'm good. Well, right now my face is really round because of the Corona coaster.
COVID has not been kind to us. No.
So Pam and Jen, are you guys able to see each other? Are you working together?
Yeah, she basically has been in quarantine together with our husband.
Oh, that's great.
Thank God for that, because our husbands are besties as well. So we kind of have our little thing happening in Cape May at Nick and Pam's house. It's what does Nick call it? He calls it
it's our fraternity.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
We have a fraternity. So we basically, when the whole shutdown started, we did quarantine as they asked. And Jen and I didn't see anybody. You know, Nick was working from home. Rob was working from home. Like, we're all contained. We were healthy. And then that's when Jen and I would get together. Obviously, we were social distance, but that was, like, the first foraging. And then the four of us. And we kind of kept it just between all of us. And we were out, you know, like Jen said, and Kate May doing a lot of work remotely.
Wow. Yeah.
Let me dive in really quick here. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Jen. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
No. You're fine, babe. I was just saying how Pam and I, we didn't see each other for like a month. It was crazy. But everything's been going so well on my part with the quarantine. I'm good. I'm cool like that. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, because I really want you to refresh everyone's memory, like when we had you on the show, like the amazing company that you guys own, Bravado, and just what that is. So if you can just dive in and give the listeners like a complete description, what you guys do. Let's hear it all.
Sure. So Jen and I originally thought that we were going to open up a boutique, and we didn't have the capital for a storefront at the time, but Jen's been in retail forever, and I had not been. I had been in medical sales. So when we started this, we launched the LLC. We're looking at spaces in Philadelphia, but Jen still had all of her contacts. And, you know, they would always reach out to her, like, I have a wedding coming up, or my son's graduation, or I'm going on a date night. What should I wear? Jen would go over, help them out, bring them things, shop for them. So it kind of transitioned into that. And the pivotal moment was, and we're still planning on having a store. So we're helping. Jen's teaching me about styling. This now. I've just always loved fashion, and I've always been an artist. So the pivotal moment came when a client was, and a very good friend of ours, she was supposed to leave for Miami early in the morning, and she owns a very, very, very successful advertising company in Philadelphia. And it was about 8 o'clock at night. The night prior, she had a flood in her home, and she had nothing packed. She didn't even know what time her flight left, and she was literally about to cancel her trip. Jen and I we ravaged the city and anything that we had that still had tags on it. And we brought it over to her office where she's having a board meeting at 9 o'clock at night before she's supposed to leave. And she directs us into another conference room, and we laid everything out for her. And she leaves her conference, and she comes in, and she picked up bathing suits and beach cover-ups and accessories and sandals and a beach bag and a wallet and a purse and jewelry, scoops it all into the bag and said, what do I owe you? And hands us a credit card.
Wow.
And
we were like, amazing.
Okay. Right. So we were.
So you maxed it out.
We knew what was. And we were in there for, honestly, Stevola, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, because she had to get back to her conference. We get back in an Uber, and we didn't say anything at first, and we didn't look at each other. And then we kind of like started snickering. And then we looked at each other, and we're like, wait a minute. We might be onto something here. And then our friend, she texted us. She said, I have to tell you, ladies, that was the easiest experience in my entire life. I'm a very busy woman. Like, she's like 50 employees. I'm a very busy woman, and I also like my social life. And I like to shop, but I don't have the time for it. And you guys also made me feel so special. I cannot thank you enough. I needed this vacation, and I almost didn't take it. And you two saved it for me. And we said to ourselves, and we said to each other, we said, let's be Philadelphia's first concierge styling company.
Oh my God, I love that. That's amazing. Wow, but hold on one second. Hold on one sec because we do have to take a break already. This is going to go so fast. I'm like, oh, I'm shaking him up, my high heel boots. But we have to go to a commercial break. So please stay tuned for more with myself, Jason Scarlatti, and the ladies of Bravado.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. You are listening to me, Stevola, at Style with Stevola. And I'm here with my co-host, Jason Scarlatti. Say hello, Jason.
Hello.
And our guests today are the ladies of Bravado, Pamela Caruso and Jennifer Rossi. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. So we were just talking about, so Pamela, you were giving us the rundown of the company and everything that you guys do. Jennifer, do you have anything to add? I mean, there's probably so much more to the story, right?
Yeah, I mean, just from the very beginning, Pam touched on everything. I mean, we're working South Jersey, and now we have clients all over from Florida to Arizona. So we've been very blessed in our almost 2 years, that's for sure.
Awesome.
We offer a lot of services. I mean, I feel like, if I'm honest, completely honest, obviously, we always are with you. Sometimes people don't completely understand what we do at first and at second and third. It's interesting because I feel like the word stylist, if it's used in Hollywood, it's like, oh, yeah, you're a stylist. But in Philadelphia, they're like, you're a what? What do you do? So we like to call ourselves stylists and personal shoppers. But the most important thing that does differentiate us from any other stylist in Philadelphia or the surrounding areas is that we're the concierge service. So that example, like the beginning story, that's what we're about. If we have to go to your office at 9 o'clock at night, if we have to go to your home, bring it to you and meet you in the parking lot of the daycare to get you something for a trip, a date night, anything, a present for your wife, anything, like we go to the ends of like the world for our clients. Like that's the way that we are.
Yeah, you just said something that I think is really important. So, because I noticed on your website, you know, obviously you're empowering women, but you also offer services to men, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So how?
Yeah, I think
we literally just got a new male client today.
How do you guys start?
Oh, amazing.
How? What's the beginning of the process? Like, do you learn a little bit about someone's personality so that you can maybe highlight that? Or, like, what's the beginning or the starting stage?
Good question, Jason.
It is. We always offer a free phone consultation, especially for anybody that we don't know. So anyone we have not personally met, like today's was a referral from a previous client. It's his cousin. So we are going to hold a phone conference next week and just talk about, so he's going to hire us to style him for a vacation. I think he's going to some trip with like his guy friends, and he wants like 3 day looks, 3 night looks. So we'll just say, talk to us about yourself, your personal style. You know, what do you like? What colors do you like? Especially with men, it's kind of like if they're asking for styling, they're like, I don't like red. And you're like, okay, fine. Right. Like we can work around right. that. So talk to us about the event. What do you like? What do you don't like? And then what we did. So for we have several male clients, but for example, for one, he was going to a wedding. I think it was in like Bermuda, Jamaica, Mexico. And so he was like, you know, I just really want to step it up. It's the first time I've gotten away with my wife since we've 3 kids. I want to look great for her. It's also falling over our wedding anniversary. So one night while we're in Mexico, I want to take her on a date night. I really want to look sharp. I've lost a lot of weight. So we just kind of lay it out. So then once we get an idea of, and then we ask them, I think an important question, Jen brought this up, is where do you normally shop? And if they're like J. Crew and Banana Republic, we're like, got it. If they're like Hugo Boss and, you know, Neiman Marcus, like we understand. We always ask price points because that's the one thing. If you're like, oh, you're a personal stylist, you must be so expensive. That's not the case. We will work in any budget, no matter what. So that's, right. Those are the beginning phases.
Well, that's important that you mentioned that because immediately people think that they're going to be spending so much money, not only for the stylist, exactly. but then all the clothes. So I think you make a really good point that that's not what you're all about. I mean, you're more passionate about what you're doing. Right, right. So Jennifer.
We are. Touch all price points.
Right, right. So Jennifer, exactly. I just want to ask you a quick question. Did you have something to add to it? Do you have something to add, Pam?
Go ahead, Babela. You're good.
thanks. But I just wanted to know because I mean, it sounds like your business is so, so hands-on, and you're up close and personal with people. I mean, you're having, you know, these meetings, and you're dressing people, and you're styling people. I mean, and you're picking up things for people. You know, you're dealing with people a lot. So with the pandemic, I mean, I don't want to, like, make it dark, but I also just, I want to know your side of how you've been, you know, how has this affected your company and the business? And has it? Or like, please explain, because I'm so curious. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, with Pam and I, we're seeing now, as you know, fashion has become basically irrelevant. No one's going anywhere. Everyone, as far as being dressed up for date nights, it's just a thing of the past. It is what it is. And it kills me. I refuse to put my high heels away. I still wear them every day. But with that being said,
I do too.
Yes, you have to, guys.
I love it.
Yeah, it brings me great confidence, because no matter how round my face feels or how juicy my chin is looking that day, I always feel fantastic in my heels. Right. But as you know, back to your question, I feel like everyone is looking for us leisure wear. They're looking for just like super casual wear and pajamas. Like, everyone's looking for wonderful pajamas. So it's definitely made our job different, but it's still fun. We're working in all different avenues, which I'm sure that we'll touch on at some point, you know, during our conversation. But we're just we're excited to help people in any way, whether it's, you know, sometimes we're therapists. It's like, listen, if you need us, we're here. It's everything has changed right now, as you know. So,
right. What do you guys think is the must have for men and the must have for women in this time that we're like, we're staying at home? Maybe we're like doing a little side yard or front porch cocktail with neighbors, but that's about it. What's your like? What's your number one must have?
Sweatpants.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
Are we talking indoors? Yeah, no, seriously, I agree. Indoors, I feel like, listen, like, you got to still kind of keep it sexy indoors. Like, you have to, like, and this relates to you, Jason. I mean, you got to still have great undergarments. And, like, Jen is one of the only women that I know that has married for, like, almost 20 years. And when Rob is on his way home from work, she's so cute. Like, if she's home, if we're, you know, home earlier in the day, she throws on lipstick, does her hair, and puts on a high heel, and has like a casserole like in the oven. Like, she's literally the
best. I love that.
And
I love feel it.
Like, have you seen my husband? He's delicious.
Oh my God, seriously, they're obsessed with each other. It's the best thing ever. So it's like, I feel like we still got to try to find a way to keep it sexy. Like, you just do. You got to keep it going. I would say, like you brought up, front porch with the neighbors. I mean, I'm going with, like, right now, I know, it's horrible, guys. I'm sorry. Probably, like, a maxi dress and a wedge. Like, you know what I mean? Like, something, I'm going for, like, a little bit more boho.
That's
feel,
adorable.
But I'm also living in Cape May.
Yeah,
you know, I'm,
amazing.
I'm like, I, like, want to, like, make my hair into dreadlocks and, like, hang out
that.
And, like, get a good tan. So
hold that thought.
She switched out her nose during Stevola, as you can see.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on, guys. Hold on. We have to go to a commercial break. I mean, sorry. This is, like,
no,
so exciting. And, I mean, I want to talk all about my leisure look when we come back. So please stay tuned to Style with Stevola. Welcome back to Style with Stevola. You are listening to moi, Stevola, and my co-host, Jason Scarlatti, and our guests, Pamela Caruso and Jennifer Rossi, the ladies of Bravado. Welcome back to segment 3.
Hi.
Hello. Am I by, am I by myself?
No, we're here.
That's
beautiful.
All right. So, we were just talking about, you know, how every, like, leisure wear is, like, obviously trending because, I mean, people aren't really going out. If, I mean, slowly they are in some states, some they're not. I, right before the break, wanted to, you know, and we got to keep it sexy, which I loved that you had mentioned that, because I think that's so important, because you're spending a lot of time with the people you love. And, you know, and you gotta keep the spice, right?
Stevola and I were talking about on episodes prior to this, like, how we wanted to be a little bit extra because we're just stuck in the house all day. So we were like, I mean, we kind of want to bring it with color or bring it with, like, cool shapes or something, you know, just to spice it up, like you guys said.
I like it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just size
I'll share with you guys.
Because we're all a little bit bigger.
Right.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, because I'm, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on, like, you know, I've gained some corona weight. And so I still have to keep it sexy. So I got myself a sheer caftan.
Yep.
Wow.
And wow. Sometimes I wear things under it and sometimes I don't.
I love that.
Oh, free Willy.
So does Victor.
I need one of those.
But it's kind of with your bohemian theme, which I was like, oh, I almost forgot to, I should mention that, because, you know, you got to keep it spicy. I think it's really important, especially right now.
It is very important. It is.
Because we're not used to spending this much time with our significant other. I mean, if you're with someone, and, you know, it's could be really intense and get really boring.
Exactly.
All right, so let's go back to the biz, you know, and you know, you two. Jason, do you have any additional questions for them? I'd love for you to chime in.
I mean, I'm super intrigued by the business, and I want to know, like, as far as shopping is concerned, do you guys shop high-low, meaning like higher price point, and then mix and match it with lower price point? Because I mean, as a designer,
Absolutely. That's
like one of my favorite things is to, like, it's almost like a scavenger hunt. You know, if you find something good at a lower price, I love mixing it with high. And Steve has like super high end style, I think, like really fashion forward. I like the mix. And I was just wanting to getting your feel about like that aspect of mixing high with low and different kind of price points and even different designers together.
I would say, Jen, I'm sure you will agree, that's actually where I think we really excel. I will 100% wear a $20 pair of jeans, as long as they're flattering. But then I'm going to invest my money into pieces that I will have forever. Shoes, bags, belts, accessories, a great jacket, a great blazer. Those items, I can throw away a tank top after, you know, a year. But I feel like those things, and don't get me wrong, I do have a couple pairs of jeans that are just, they're just going to be in my life forever as long as I fit into them.
Yeah.
And we actually advise our clients that. So when we do a shop for them, because we offer a couple of services, we will shop for them, we will shop with them, we will do a closet clean out with them, or not clean out, we like to call it an edit, to help them eliminate items that, you know, they no longer use, or they've just been sitting there stale, they don't like as much, and we'll help them donate that or consign that. But we will tell them, if we bring over an item, and it could be $20, it could be $40, it could be $4,000. If you don't love it, even though it's $20, don't buy it. Don't get it. We're going to put it away. We will return it for you. And then let's put that money towards something else that you really love. Maybe it's a cool cocktail ring. Maybe it's a belt. Maybe it's something, a watch that you've been saving up for. So we are 100%
or a sheer caftan.
Yeah, caftan during quarantine. It actually sounds like an
essential. Steve, I feel like you need like a turquoise ring. Like you need to accessorize that thing.
Oh, I love a turquoise
ring. And a really fabulous turban.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Okay. So we're bringing up the accessory thing, which that is so inspiring. Oh my gosh. We have got to talk offline about these accessories. I need to add to this.
Yes.
And I'll send you a photo of this caftan. It's insane. Sometimes I can, it's got kind of got like a Persian rug print to it. So I can like lay on the floor and be like, Victor, where am I? No.
You're like, where's Waldo?
Right. So let's talk about these accessories, though. And one of the most important accessories that are now the new normal is a mask. We have to talk about this. It's so important. What do you think? I mean, how is that affecting fashion right now?
Let's go all in.
Absolutely. In.
Jen, talk about your experience today.
Okay. So, I mean, I've just been doing like a white or a black mask because I'm like, okay, like, you know, I don't want to stand out too much. And so far, all the masks that I've seen, they're just like either too busy or they look trashy. So there's a place right in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and she advertised these amazing masks like Hermes, Gucci, Balenciaga. Like, they're gorgeous. She's got Dolce & Gabbana. And
oh my gosh,
the seamstress there is Yeah, I mean, what she did, and I mean, Stila, you'll appreciate this. So what they did was, like, for example, like the Gucci floral mask, they made sure that it's double layered, so the inside of it is a blush pink, and then the ear elastics, it's again, like, that's a blush pink, and they're on like almost it has a, like a stopper on it that is the same color. They're done so well. And that way, like, if you have, like, smaller ears, like Pammy, you know, like, she can make it small. So it's just, like, it's so impressive. So we saw these, and I went and I picked up some for myself, some for clients, and Pam literally ordered every single one. But I'm pretty sure that she's going to share them with her husband. So
I'm going to share. He's going to steal them.
Yes, he will. Especially the one Gucci one.
Like, even if you don't believe in, you know, all everything, like, don't believe in wearing a mask, this and that, it's gotta wear it. Let's make it cute.
Yeah,
let's make it cute, make it go with your outfit. Like, I'll wear a suit. Like, now, like, listen, I'm gonna rock it out, and maybe it'll become a thing. Maybe I'll wear ripped jeans and a white beater and, like, a super loud mask. I'm not gonna wear a loud mask with a loud outfit,
right.
But, like, let's make it cute.
I love
let's
that
do it.
Exactly.
Let's just get on board.
I think it's sexy
if it means that, kind of like a public ball gag, but anyway, if it means that we can all get back out into public and seeing our friends and our families and having a cocktail and sitting down in a park with someone, wear the mask.
Exactly. I agree.
So hello, Karen, the one who's not wearing a mask. What, how do you feel about people that aren't wearing masks?
Like Cam said, just wear the mask. It's not that hard. I mean, if people that are away and, like, it's at war, they've got full garb on themselves, you know, in, like, 120 degree weather. Like, Pam and I, we've been doing a lot of missions at hospitals lately. And these are people, like, they've got scars and burns on their face. Like, just wear the mask. If it's going to, like, get us out of the house and keep us out of quarantine, do it. Right. It's ridiculous at this point.
I agree.
Right.
I agree.
So, guys, I have been.
100%. And I actually, and if your name is Karen, I feel bad for you.
I know.
Because, come on.
Oh, all the Karens. Yes.
I know. Sorry, Karens out there who are wearing masks, but it's like, I mean, it's just in our faces that everybody who's going crazy. What's that? Say that. Sorry.
A moment of silence for all the cool Karens.
I know.
Right.
Do you think all the Felicias in the world are like, oh, thank God? Like,
yes, and Sharon, because it was like a Felicia, then a Sharon, now it's Karen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow, you're right.
I've been using my, this sounds like super like Betty Crocker of me, but I've been taking my old t-shirts that I was gonna get rid of, and I've been making my own masks with like elastics.
I love
it. Yeah, it's really, yes. And you can make really cool ones with like old underwear elastics, because I'm an underwear guy.
I thought you almost said old underwear. I was like,
no,
really?
No. Just like, you know,
you can tie-dye all the way.
Tie-dye looks great.
Yes.
Or like if you have old t-shirts that have good chess graphics on them, like cut those into masks.
Oh,
and like,
cool.
Yeah, so I've made a couple cool masks out of like t-shirts that I wasn't going to wear.
I would love to
love
see
that.
Them, Jason. That sounds great. Yeah.
I will show you like an absolute, I had like an absolute grapefruit t-shirt that I got free at like a bar somewhere, and I cut it so now the mask says absolute across my face. It's really cute.
That's super cute.
I love that.
Yeah, get creative.
I love that.
That's awesome.
I love that. So ladies, we can start because we have a break soon, but I want you to start just explaining to everyone out there, like, your business and how you guys are, you know, changing to accommodate, you know, the pandemic and wearing a mask and all of that. Like, you know, so if someone wants to hire you, all of their questions will be answered. Like, can you kind of go there for the listeners?
Sure. We approach it. We always ask them, like, what their comfort level is. Sometimes they want to do things completely virtually, whether it's they show us their outfit, you know, we're on a Skype call or Zoom. We've done a bunch of Zoom closet edits, which is great. You know, they try things on. We can figure it out. Do you like it? Why are you holding on to it? I'm not sure. Okay, put in this pile. So we've done a lot of things virtually. And then if there is a certain level of comfort where we do have a couple of clients that they were very quarantined, Jen and I are very quarantined, if they feel comfortable letting us into their home now, we social distance, they go in their closet, we might be in the living room, they try stuff on, we bring things to them, we sit, they come out, we have a tailor who is extraordinary. And he wears a mask, we all wear masks. He, you know, chalks them up. But we, like, as far as that, we try to, like, you know, just respect everyone's boundaries, whatever they're comfortable with, whatever we're comfortable with. And moving forward, we have a lot of initiatives, honestly. Like, we had to pivot a little bit, obviously, but we're excited about
what we have been doing. Pam, sorry to interrupt you, but we have to go to commercial break. But I want you to hold that thought because we can continue it into the next segment. But please stay tuned. We have so much more to talk about. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back.
This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to Style with Stevola. WPHT 1210 AM. I have my co-host, Jason Scarlatti, and my guests from Bravado, Pamela Caruso and Jennifer Rossi. We are in the last segment. Oh my gosh. I'm like having like a panic attack because it's like going to be over soon. I can't help it. So we were talking about, you know, how the precautions that you guys are taking as a business and, you know, and making sure. So if somebody wanted to call you, you know, that they know that they're in a safe environment. Is there anything that you wanted to add from that last segment, Jennifer or Pam?
Everything for the guidelines. We're making sure that we're keeping up with everything that's being put out there. And Pam, if you want to take over, since it was really your, like, you started, so go ahead, Mama. I didn't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I just think that the only other thing is that we just kind of had to pivot. We had to pivot our focus. Like Jen said earlier, fashion became irrelevant, and it would be so unkind and insensitive for us to, you know, be pushing fashion when people were losing their jobs or losing their loved ones and becoming sick. So we really took a step back and we were not those people. Like, we started this business because it's our passion and we like helping people and we love making people feel confident. So we never want people to think that we're in it for just like the wrong reason. So we took a step back and we're like, you know what? What else can we do? We're fortunate enough that we can still pay our bills and we're still healthy and live our lives. So we teamed up with one of our very good friends. And she's a wonderful business owner, Adriana Vassano. She owns, it'll be three salons now. And she started this mission where she was going to hospitals and giving the frontline workers gift bags of, you know, like all these hair care products and face masks and, you know, hair conditioning treatments, because she just wanted these people to feel good about themselves. So she reached out to us and we were so fortunate. We were so happy about it. She does a lot of events with us, and she and her team would style all of our models' hair whenever we did a fashion show. So we started doing gift bags. We did over 300 gift bags for Virtual Voorhees on Mother's Day, and we gifted them to the labor and delivery floor, the NICU floor, and all the new mothers that gave birth. I mean, I can't even imagine giving birth during a coronavirus or a pandemic. Right. So we did that. We did Cooper Hospital, right. ER. You know, so we've kind of like turned our story into that a little bit. You know, we're like, listen, if we can't work as hard and we're not going to push as much, you know, fashion and events, then we're going to give back. And so that's become like a really big passion of ours. And we're not going to stop. Even when all of this is hopefully quote unquote like over or normalized one day, we're not stopping. Like, this is going to be a big passion of ours, and we continue to, we're thriving in this as well.
That's amazing. I love that you said confidence in there too, because it really is about confidence at the end of the day and feeling great in what you're wearing.
Yes.
And I think that the fact that you guys have a seamstress or a tailor?
Yep, alteration. Yeah.
I think that is so spectacular, because you could take a t-shirt and if you just hem the sleeve a little bit, or like, it's really about personalizing it to your body, and that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
I love that you offer that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
He's amazing too.
So really, let me ask you guys, so where can everyone find Bravado? Like, let's, you know, plug all of it, please.
Yeah, we are on Instagram. We are Bravado _Philly. And on there, you'll see everything that we've done, a lot of our clients, a lot of big names in the city that we do dress, as well as our missions that Pam was just talking about. We've been featured on the news a lot, so we're very proud of that. We were just asked to be a part of Dynamic Women for Philly Style Magazine. Last year, we won Best Personal Shoppers for Philly Mag. So, you know, just
congrats,
to plug a little bragging rights. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, as you should. You guys work hard. You ladies work hard, not guys, ladies.
As well.
Yeah.
Our website is pretty inclusive as well, and that's www.bravadasphilly.com. And that has, I mean, you know, once upon a time, it had all of our events that were coming up, previous events, anything like that. But, yeah, you can kind of like – and it's, again, like people don't fully concept – like they don't understand the concept of like a personal stylist, personal shopper. Kind of like outlines what we do, our services in terms of shopping – or with people, closet edits, anything. So that kind of helps people gain a good understanding as well.
Your website is fantastic. And I have to tell you, the gallery, when I went in, not only do I want to be at every single one of those events, but I want to be one of you too. Like every picture, I was like, come on. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God, you're so funny. You're
well, whichever so one you are, I'm the other.
Totally.
You either want to be either an Amazon or a petite little spray.
Correct.
So yeah.
Yes.
Oh, stop. No. Have you ever seen anybody wear a beret better than Jen? Never in my life. George's beret.
Oh, I love a beret.
You amazing.
Know, I don't even care. I will wear a beret in 90-degree weather. I don't even care. I'll just put a Chanel pin on it and I'm good.
Yes.
You should wear a beret and a sheer caftan.
Oh my gosh.
I love
There's
it.
The next look.
So good. So good. So Jason, do you have any additional questions for the ladies?
No, I think I'm good. Like, I just want to, don't you just want to get dressed up and go out together right now?
Yeah.
Yes,
I would love
absolutely.
That.
Every time. Right. Well, we were going to talk before the show and I was going to kind of give them a rundown of how the show was going to go. But I was like, no, I want this to kind of be like a catch up because it's, I don't know. It's just, it would be more, it just exciting. And we're catching up on the radio, which is like so impressive, and what you guys do is so impressive. I mean, you guys help so many people in so many ways.
So do you. And it's like more organic this way. I love it.
Exactly.
And
the last time we've been out was with you and Victor. We have not actually been out. That was our last outing was with you and Victor, which is wild.
Wild.
That's so crazy. Oh my God, that was our afternoon.
Oh,
that's our
anniversary.
Yeah.
Right. Turn it to midnight.
Amazing.
Oh my gosh. So ladies, is there anything else that you just want the listeners to know about Bravado and, you know, this incredible company that you do?
I mean, I feel like we kind of covered it all. Like I think the first thing is that people always think that it's a high price point. We can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. It has to be like so fancy. No. It's not that at all. I mean, we work with all price points. We work with all clients. You know, when people ask, what do? We kind of say we do it all. If it involves fashion.
We really do. Yeah.
And right. I think the other thing I would have to say is just thank you for bringing positivity towards this time, you know, during this time. I think that that's what Jen and I have been trying to focus on. So thank you for continuing that as well, because I think that's what this city needs.
Thank you. Oh my God, I really, really appreciate that. Because I mean, really, that's, you know, we make jokes and we have fun and we laugh, but that's what life should be about. Not that life is a joke, but we should just, you know, we have to have that other side of it. We can't be serious all the time. Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly. And you have to live life to the fullest because it's so important. And, you know, and be aware and be, you know, and take care of yourself. And, you know, I always say take care of yourself and each other. I think that's a very important quote. And even before this pandemic, that was just a quote that I would always say, because I think it's so important, you know, anytime, whether we're going through this or not, you know, it's really, really important.
Absolutely.
I kind of think that we should talk about maybe some future accessories that might happen to come down the pipeline when we're thinking about you know, this pandemic and hopefully it'll get better. But I mean, what do you guys think about gloves and face shields? I mean, they got to get cute.
I was honestly Googling face shields today and I was like, oh, that's hot. I want Dior to come out with a full face shield.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I want to wear my Dior advisor as a Dior facial.
Right.
Like,
I don't
not?
Think it's long enough, though, right? Is it
Love.
Long enough?
Yeah. Well, for you, I think you could actually do it. I think you could pull it off.
I like the face shield. I think it's strong, but I agree with you guys. Like, it needs, if it was with a hat or some sort of headband, or like, we got to bring it to the next level.
Yeah.
Yes, agreed, right? I think that's really important. That's why I brought it up. I just got one online, and it's like the shield has like the UV protection, so it looks like you're wearing a sunglass. So it's very like runway, but no one can see who I am if I'm walking up towards them. So it could be really fashion amazing or really scary.
Oh my gosh.
But ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. I really, really, really thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And please just tell us where we can find you one last time in case anybody missed it before. The Bravado ladies.
Sure. We are, our Instagram is bravado_Philly. And our website is bravadophilly.com.
Amazing. Thank you. And Jason Scarlatti, where can people find you and your amazing life?
You should find me on Instagram at jscar1212.
Oh my God, that sounded so infomercial. I love it.
Okay.
It was so good. And you can find me, Stevola, at, at my Instagram, at Stevola or at Style with Stevola. So I wanted to thank my guests and my amazing co-hosts. You guys are all my besties, you know, old and new. And when I say old, you know, we're not that old. But thank you all for being on the show. I adore you all. And we will have like an updated show in the future. All right. So take care. And everyone out there, if you miss the show, you can go to radio.com, download the app. And, you know, search Style with Stevola, and you can listen to this show and all of our past shows, which would be amazing if you did. And I promise you'll have a really good time. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Have a great night.
Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Style with Stevola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.